No Limits. Now, that's on the Gotta Have Gospel also.
That's right, that's right.
Tell us about No Limits.
Well, No Limits, again, this was another song that came about in a really strange way. And one night we were at a conference over here in London, at a church conference, and we were ministering. And there was a pastor here from somewhere in Nigeria. I can't remember his name. All I know that he had a church with thousands of people. In fact, I think he has one of the biggest churches in Nigeria, probably about 50,000 members or something crazy like that. And basically, he was preaching a message about the greatness of God and, you know, the magnitude of God, and saying, like, you know, how we think we know God and we just read about God, but we don't really know God in his full power. And I was really challenged by that message. And, you know, previously I'd been looking at something in the scripture concerning how a person could be blessed in all that they do. And the Bible is saying that basically if you stay in the word of God, you know, you'll become more like God. And when I read that, I was like, God, you know, there's no limits to your power. And I want to write a song about that. So my producer, Lindsay Campbell, gave me a piece of music. And when I heard it, I said, this is No Limits.
All right.
And I depend on the song, you know.
It is.
So that's how that came about.
Now, you have other songs like We Wait, Everything. Tell us about Everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything had me right there. Okay. I remember there was a time where myself and Gillian Nembar, Gillian's one of my co-songwriters on the album, from time to time we'd get together and we'd mess around in the studio and we'd come up with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the idea, and I phoned Gillian, and I was like, Jill, come on, man, I've got this song idea, you know, we've got to get together and write this. So I started to write it, and I actually wrote on a piece of paper and left it. Then when we were in the studio recording some of the other songs for the project, we happened to sing it in front of the producer, and he was like, you guys, I've got to record that song. And we just did. We got in the studio, and we started to record it, and then he changed the beat, and it was like, wow, that's how everything was birthed. And really, it's like a modern prayer. It says, Lord, you're my everything, and it, you know, goes into prayer and says, like, Lord, help me to, you know, to do whatever I need to do, kind of thing. But, you know, a lot of people say they love that, so it's great.
Oh, yes. I like the beats that you've come up with. You know, the great thing about playing games, Isaiah, is that with all the beats and everything, the message is not compromised.
And you know what, HJ, I'm telling you now, you know, believe me, you know, and one of the things, you know, people have said to me for years, they said, oh, I don't believe that, you know, I don't believe you can do urban gospel music and keep the message pure. I said, well, you know, if you don't think you can do it, as a man thinketh, so is he. I said, but I know I can, and I know that I will. Because to me, you know, the whole opportunity of sharing the gospel in the urban music format is to make sure that the message is preserved, because we know that by doing this type of format, people that may not listen to gospel music will. But if they do listen to it and the message is hidden, what good is that?
Right.
So I was like, you know what, we're going to make sure the message is so clear that, you know, that even if you were blind, you could see it.
Hey, definitely.
And, you know, we thank God, you know, that Integrity Music has really given us a space and, you know, and the control to do that. And, you know, the Lord really inspired me and gave me the songs. You know, I love to write, you know, I love to read the Word of God, and I love to translate that into a modern format that people can receive and hear that. And at the moment, even, you know, in the UK, they're playing the music in nightclubs, they're playing it on secular radio, and we're having a great response. And as a result of that, people that wouldn't dream of going to gospel concerts are coming to our events, and we just give God all the glory for that.
Raymond and Company. I'll tell you, folks, remember that name, Raymond and Company. Our guest on the Praise Party, Isaiah Dyer. Isaiah, there's a song called Song in the Midnight. It's a beautiful song. Oh, I like that song. Tell us about that song, would you?
Song in the Midnight is one of my favorite songs, and basically it describes, you know, the situations in the world today, some of the stuff that we see happening across the nations, and then basically it goes on to say that the Lord will give us a song in the midst of the midnight season. It's actually based on Psalm 32, verse 8, I believe, when it says, encompass thou me with songs of deliverance. And we know that as believers and even as non-believers, you know, we go through times of hardship, of trials and of tribulations, but we believe that by the power of Jesus Christ, in those darkest moments, the Holy Spirit gives us a song. He gives us a reason to still sing. You know, there's times when you shouldn't be singing. You shouldn't be out in public at some time. But the Holy Spirit just gives us a reason to keep going. And, you know, he gives us a song, you know, and the Bible talks about singing spiritual songs to yourselves. And that's what Song in the Midnight is about. And, you know, there's no way we can escape trials. But what we can do, we can always control the way we handle trials by that which God has given us. And I believe that happens to be a song in the midnight.
Sounds great. Will there be a tour in the States for Raymond and Company?
Yes, there will be. We're actually going to be in the U.S. From May the 1st up until around May the 17th. The tour is still being confirmed as now, but we know for a fact that we're going to be down at the Bobby Jones Gospel Artist Retreat in Las Vegas.
We'll
be appearing there. We'll be singing on Monday, May 3rd. We'll be singing that night. And then after that, when we plan to get to D.C., we plan to get to Philadelphia, we plan to get to New York, we hope to be in North Carolina, we hope to get to Florida also. So, yeah, we're definitely going to be there for 2 weeks.
Okay. We're going to have to hook up when you come stateside, okay?
Most definitely, sir. Most definitely.
Our guest on the Praise Party, Raymond and Company. And finally, for Raymond and Company, what's next for Raymond and Company?
Well, after we've really come out there and promoted this album to the level that we need to, we're going to be looking at doing a live recording. There's a side to Raymond and Company that you'll get a feel of on the album, but you won't see in its fullness. I think when you hear tracks like We Wait and Song in the Midnight and Maybe He Can Do It, you'll feel that there's somewhat of a praise and worship ministry there. You know, we love to praise God, and we're really contemplating doing a live recording and capturing the blend of the urban going into the praise and worship. It's a journey. You know, when the Lord said that we're fish of men, he didn't tell us what bait to use, and our urban music is the bait, but we understand that we have to get people from one side onto the other side, which is into the presence of God. So that's the next thing we want to do. We want to do a live recording so people can capture the heart of Raymond and Co. live.
Our guest on the Praise Party, Raymond, well, Isaiah Raymond Dyer.
You got it.
Raymond and Company, we thank you for just coming on our Praise Party.